Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Eric. It's just me tonight, or this morning, or this afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this wonderful podcast. Kyle's not feeling well. He smashed his face into a wall on accident. It was on accident. He didn't do it on purpose. But this is the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast, where I will tell you all about my disc golf life and some disc golf news. I decided the show must go on, so here I am. First time we have ever done a solo episode, and we'll see how it goes, see how you guys like it. So I'm going to start off. I watched the movie Grind today. As we've talked about before, we came from skateboarding, and the movie Grind came across my YouTube today, so I decided to sit down and watch that. Well, not sit down, at work and watch that. And somebody needs to make a disc golf version of it. And I've already come up with some ideas for you. So if you're listening and you're a movie maker of any type, you don't have to be a good one, because as Grind's good, but it's not like a good movie, you know what I mean? So call it Heiser or something like that, and put in where they're following, instead of the Pro Tour, they're following the Terry Miller Tour, because Terry Miller has his own agenda, and they want to get in front of Terry Miller to be seen, to get famous. And it'd be so funny. It'd be so good. And instead of the super, it was the super duper skate team. Do like, what did I have in my head? I didn't write this down. I don't know. I'll come back to that because I don't remember that. But yeah, just it's a movie about four friends who all skate together. So just literally like a movie about four disc golfers that want to make it big but can't quite get, you know, get their name out there. I was trying to think about who could play Bam Margera in the movie, and I would choose either Nicola Castro or Calvin Heimberg, or like the Bam Margera character, like the one that everyone wants to be, and the cool, like the cool guy on campus. So I'd pick those two, but he's kind of a dick. And that's it, man. I don't know. It'd be such a funny movie. And that'd be like the perfect way for disc golf to break its way into cinema, is through a movie, a comedy that is funny for someone who's outside the sport watching, and equally funny and interesting for someone who's inside the sport watching. So yeah, Heiser, hopefully movie coming to the theater soon, or at least Netflix, all about disc golf. Check out our sponsors, support the show, check out discbaron.com, use code 155402 for 10% off, use code ONO20 for 20% off over at frictiongloves.com, use code ONO for free shipping on any item at our Teespring store. A lot of good stuff. And always check out our social medias, mostly Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We are on Twitter and TikTok, but as mentioned, we don't check those too much. So I had a crazy weekend of disc golf. Absolutely insane. It started on Thursday. I went to Sanford for my first time ever. And just absolutely got destroyed there. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast yet, but my buddy Nate and I, a local friend to me, have a old beaten, super beaten Avenger SS that is like our trophy disc. And if you win in like 1v1 versus each other, you have to give that disc, or whoever has it gets to keep it and mark another hash mark. We lost that disc at Sanford. We threw it into a swamp. Well, Nate threw it into a swamp, but to be fair, I picked a really bad hole for him to throw on it, for him to throw it on. And then I went to Freeland after that, where I played my match play 1v1. Local TD here, Brent Faubert. I don't know if I pronounced your name right. So if you're listening, I apologize. He sets up this bracket play, match play thing, where you get paired up with an opponent and, single elimination. But it's match play, so it's fun. We played in Freeland, and I didn't keep score because it was just match play, but I'm pretty sure I didn't birdie a single hole. Nope, I birdied 17, and that was it, I think. Pretty sure. I did not play well. I couldn't putt. A disc golf felt so just, like, foreign to me, like holding any disc, whether it be a putter or a driver, mid-range, whatever. It's just, like, it was like disc golf was a brand new thing. Like somebody just pulled me off the street and says, "Hey, you want to play disc golf?" It was just really weird. So it didn't go well. I lost. And I don't want you guys to think that my opponent played bad. He played really well. His name's Patrick Enzine, and he played great. He probably would have beat me even if I was on my game. But, just that. It was weird. And then on Saturday, I had a tournament in Wicks, so in Saginaw, and the course was flooded, like, ankle-deep water through the fairways, sometimes even deeper. Had to really change the course up for it. Again, this was Brent, who put it on. Brent and Breaking Aces always put on great tournaments. They had circle one marked with whiskers, so that's always cool. It's always fun to know exactly where you are. And I gotta say, 30 feet is somehow the shortest and longest distance that I'll ever deal with. It's crazy. Every time I step up to a 30 foot putt, it somehow is longer than I expected and shorter than I expected. It is just, it's wild to me. But yeah, he did a good job. We had to cut out two of kind of my favorite holes, even if I don't play them well. Actually, three or four. Yeah, we had to cut about four out of my favorite holes. Even if I don't play them well, I still think they're fun holes to play. They really made it kind of like a, not on purpose, but it really became a birdie or die course, and it already kind of is. I'm pretty sure it felt like the only times I birdied was when I was throwing my terminal velocity Ursus. It just is one of those discs that when it's in my hand, I know what it's going to do, and it does it well. And I can't complain one bit about that. I don't know how to say it, but my mental game was weird. So I started round one, not great, and I had to do everything I had to do. I had to do everything I could to fight back to get to like under par, and I just barely made it under par. So neg one for my first round, and then my second round, I started off good, nothing like crazy, but I started off decent. I started off, not taking large numbers in the first three holes, and but then I threw it all away at the end. And as I was coming down, 1, 2, 3, I think it was like 3 or 4's fairway. No, it was technically 2, but it was a different basket, so they called it F. As I was coming down F's fairway, I was trying to just calm myself and tell myself that I just need to get the disc in the basket, move on, get the disc in the basket, move on. But I wasn't thinking about what I was doing. It was like I knew I needed to stay calm. I knew I needed to not freak out. But by doing that, I like freaked out more. So I went in the last three holes. I think I went 4 over par. In the last two holes, I think I went 4 over par. And I just couldn't get my body and my mind to act right. The YouTuber Nate Turner talks about it. He talks about his mental hiccups that he's dealt with. And he says it, I think, in a better way. But you get more focused on your mental game that you forget to focus on your disc golf game. And that's fine. You know, you need to have times where you need to calm yourself down and you need to, take care of your mental side of stuff. But you also need to know when to turn that off when you're stepping up to a shot and throw the best shot. Like, throw the shot that gives you the best chance at finishing in the least amount of strokes. And that's what I did. My mind gave up and my body gave up. So, get them next time. Just gotta jump on the horse again and hope I play better next time. And then, finally, on Sunday, bringing my disc golf weekend to an end, my buddy Anthony and his family, shouts out to Suki Gang Disc Golf on Instagram, link, and his two daughters, Seeing Double Disc Golf on Instagram, Errol and Eris, started a traveling league for the local scene here, and we travel to anywhere about an hour and a half from us. So the first one was at Freeland, a course that just kicked my ass. I mean, just really, it took my face and it rubbed my face in the dirt. It really did. It was tough. It was a tough day for me. And I came back on Sunday and I beat everyone at the league by 4 strokes. So it was nice to finally feel like I got my revenge. I didn't play like lights out by any means. There were still some shots I missed, but it was nice to get a win. So now I have the number one bag tag, and now they have to come and challenge me for it. So super excited about that. He's doing the Travel League once a month. I think next we're headed out to Brown City. If you are local and are interested, there is still a few spots left in case you wanted to join. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Facebook, Upper Thumb Disc Golf. Instagram, just get a hold of me, Oh No Disc Golf. Also want to give a shout out to Anthony Taylor with Happy With Par. He's doing tons of stuff to try and get himself to Worlds. So if you have the extra money, check him out and help. Let's help get him to Worlds, man. He's always doing work. Always doing something to try and better disc golf. And yeah, who wouldn't want to get to Worlds? Jesus Christ, I can't speak. And coming up this weekend, we have the Music City Open. So we're finally headed towards the East Coast, which is my preferred area of disc golf. Obviously, we're not here forever, but it's nice to see kind of some more wooded golf. I don't know what course it's at, if I'm being honest, but regardless, it should be pretty wooded. Super excited for it. Starts on Friday, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you're curious about what I'm doing for my On Your Card team this week, basically, I'm building a base around Matty O, Calvin Heinberg, and Caroline Henderson. And then I am fitting in whoever I can from there. So on one team, I have Maria Oliva. And on the other one, I have James Proctor. So just, I feel like that those are consistent people. I mean, Vinny's obviously consistent. Matty O's pretty consistent. And then Caroline Henderson, she's new, so who knows what she's going to do, but she's really cheap. So it allows me that fourth player who is another powerhouse. I'm super excited to see what James Proctor does. He has been super consistent on tour this year. First time really being on tour. It's kind of cool to see him. Another one of those people who, you know, you talk to any disc golfer and, or, you know, any big disc golfer, they all know him. You know, he's been a name that's been on tour for, not been on tour, but been out there for a while, and he's finally is trying his luck on tour. I also want to talk about Matty O. He now, for his last two tournaments he's played in, has had a total of a 17-stroke lead for winning. He has won his last tournament, which was the 30th Annual Mobile Championships in Alabama. He won that by 10 strokes, and he won the Tallahassee Open by 7. So I think he's got a good chance to come out and win the Music City Open. You know, he's got to be flying high. He's got to be ready to kick some freaking ass. He just has to be, you know? There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If I had a guess for a female side, I'm just going to throw it out there and say Owen Scoggins. Just because that's who I want to see. I want to see Owen Scoggins win. So we'll see. We'll see if I'm right. And since we're only about 20 minutes, not even, we're 16 minutes into the episode, I'm going to give you the top five. I prepared a top five, but I wasn't sure if I was going to get here because I didn't get on the mic and ramble a bunch and stretch this episode out to longer than it needed to be. But we'll give you the top five. So for my top five this week, I set the top five ways for you to clean up your local disc golf course or help keep it clean, however you want to see it. This is covering everything of just what's easy and if you just want to do it, want to make sure it's as clean as possible. So number five is if there's any large branches, you know, after a windstorm or whenever that fall down and is right in the fairway, just take quick 5 seconds, pick it up, and, you know, you can line the fairway with it, or if you need to walk it a little bit farther, just kind of get it out of the way. It's not a big deal, but it's just, you know, it's a tripping hazard. If your disc doesn't get that big skip because it gets stuck by a branch, you're going to be pissed about it later. So literally just, you know, when you're playing around or walking the course or whatever, just pick up the branch and move it. Number four is remind your friend discharges don't work. Basically just, you know, don't be drawn on the benches or the tables or whatever. Or, you know, don't be stickering up the baskets or writing down your aces on everything unless it's welcome. There is some private courses that do want, like, your stickers. They do want your writing down your aces on the tee sign. But if it's not, then don't do it. It's just, it looks ugly. The city definitely doesn't like it, and that makes getting courses put in just a little bit harder, you know. So if you, let's just, you know, we're talking about Cass City. Cass City signs Cass City has had a horrible reputation for stuff being vandalized. So now Cass City doesn't want to put any money into the course, and it's not even the disc golfers that are doing it. But if the disc golfers are doing it, that just gives other people not a reason to want to support disc golf in general. Number three, Kyle knows a lot about this, and he's not here, but set up a trash round or a trash leak, you know, just reach out to your local, the local people, the local, you know, 20, however many people, and say, you know, I want to get together once a month, and we'll all bring bags, and we'll clean up the course, and then we'll play a round after. Maybe it can be for $5, or maybe it can be for bag tags, or maybe it can just be for fun. It doesn't matter, but just put it out there, you know, and at the very least, you're out there picking up a little bit of the trash. I'm sure you'll get at least 3-4 people out there, but at the very least, you did it, you know, and you can feel better. You can go home and feel better about yourself, and you can get some of that good disc karma and get yourself an ace. I'm telling you, every time you pick up a piece of trash, builds up on that karma, builds up on that karma, builds up on that karma. Then you cash it in all in for an ace. Also, number two would be set up at least one, at least a yearly. If not, you know, you could do probably every 3 to 4 months, depending on what the weather's like. But a cleanup day where you get everyone who comes out to your local league to come out, you know, and be like, obviously you can't make it like a thing, but if you plan it farther ahead of time, you know, have people come out. And one thing that always entices people is a free lunch, you know, if you can afford a little bit of a little thing, or if you're the club president, find someone, get some pizza, or if you know a cook, or a you know, maybe as a disc golfer, you know somebody who has a food truck who could bring it out there and would be willing to help out and get you guys some cheap lunches. And then, of course, always finish with a round of disc golf. Anyone will show up for a round of disc golf. Number one is just trash, trash, trash. Anytime you're walking the course, whether you're playing, checking something out, whatever, just when you see a piece of trash, pick it up, put it in the trash can. Always carry an extra, like, Walmart bag or trash bag with you, so that way, if it's more than just that little bit, you can grab it and put it in and bag it up. And, you know, you're not going to see tremendous results in the first few times, but you keep doing it day after day, or, you know, round after round, and eventually the amount of trash will drop drastically. So yeah, that is the top 5 ways for you to keep your local disc golf course clean or clean it up. And that's kind of all I have. That's episode 95. Short, sweet, to the point. You got to hear all about what I got going on. I appreciate everyone tuning in. If you checked it out, I didn't take up too much of your time. Yeah. Make sure you guys tune in next week, because we got a very special guest lined up. I'm not going to give out any names, but he is quite the person to talk to. And I mean that in a good way. And I think you guys are going to want to hear this. So, again, thank you guys for listening to episode 95. We're only 5 away from 100. Super excited for that. And we will see you guys next week, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Sorry, I didn't mean that as a way to make fun of Kyle. It's weird signing off by myself.